There's 15N, 39K, 19F, and also 13C. But of all the atoms, east to west, the nucleus I like best is 31P. Proton spins are everywhere, and MRIs reveal their density. But all that leaves me unimpressed, the nucleus I like best is 31P.
Hey there, this is Jason Scott of TextFiles.com, and you're listening to Ninja Night School Radio.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Well, what do you think about when you're alone?
I think I want to get out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need a computer.
I need a Synologic 60, Sogo 7 data gloves, a GPL stealth module, one Verdine intelligent translator, a Thompson iPhone.
We'll try to make a move. He'll use his connections on the net. Narrow the bandwidth. Go low rent.
He locked on him. He's using a Synologic 16 GPL stealth module. Crazy Bob's computer shop, 5326 Sutton Plaza back room.
Initiate the fires.
9-6-1. Better than a roller coaster.
Yes.
Riding through the mountains on a train.
The largest one.
Ooh, a big locomotive. Elementary schools are insane. Zoom lenses and big tree jets. Ham hocks in the Jamaica.
The largest one.
4E Freedom Force.
Yes.
Huh. It's getting hot. What you got?
I got a radar flipper, nasty zippos, nasal dripping, kung fu grip. You gotta check it out on my microchip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Somersault backflip.
Super karate kick.
Double back turn twist.
Sticking to your dreams, you got quite the collection.
Hey, Crescent Fresh, y'all, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic. And you? Well, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, episode number 9. Being broadcast live into the time stream at 8:58 in the a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday morning, December 7th, 2005. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast Incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. Ninja Night School can be contacted via email at nnsradio@walla.com. Walla is spelled W-A-L-L-A. Ninja Night School can also be contacted via AOL Instant Messenger at screen name nnsradio. Ninja Night School now also has a voice line / news phone line call-in number. You can reach this number at area code 206-600-4NNS. You can call this line, listen to the newest news available from the Hidden Dojo, and if you like, leave a message. Be forewarned, we may play your message on the show. Okay, well, with all the intros and all that jazz out of the way, I'd like to go ahead and just first off, before we do anything, I'd like to apologize if the sound quality is a little rough on this episode. I'm using a different recording setup because my beautiful laptop has once again bombed on me. So I'm using a different recording setup. I'm using my desktop. So hopefully this will come out all right and not be too rough. So, with that little preface and apology out of the way, we're going to move on here, and this is episode 9, plus a few specials of Ninja Night School, and I figured it'd be a good point, since we've probably adopted quite a few new listeners since the first time we started, to go ahead and redefine Ninja Night School a little bit, just what it is. Because, I gave a definition of what Ninja Night School was in the first episode, and I guess if you really wanted to, you could go back and listen to it. I don't really recommend it. It's gotten somewhat better, but man, you know. either way, it's what Ninja Night School is. It's kind of, I really didn't have a whole lot of idea of what I wanted it to be. I had a rough concept, but it's changed and morphed over the few months that I have been doing this show. So I figured all the new listeners, people that may be just joining in, listening for, you know, the first or second time, trying to figure out what the hell this redneck country bumpkin is talking about, kind of maybe bring us up to speed and kind of redefine everything that's going on. Well, what is Ninja Night School? You know, I've had a lot of people in IRC ask me, you know, where'd you get the idea for the name? You know, where's the name come from? Stuff like that. Well, the title itself, Ninja Night School, the origin of that title is it's an old personal joke of mine, and it comes from. Or like when I would be working on somebody's computer and, you know, I would fix their problem and they, oh wow, well, how did you do that? Where did you learn to do that? You know, Ninja Night School. Or also, I have a bad habit of sneaking up on people. I'm a short guy, and so if I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing, I can easily sneak up kind of sometimes behind people without them realizing it. And then, I didn't even see you there. Where'd you learn to do that? Ninja Night School. Think of random scenario. Insert answer. Ninja Night School. This joke came from, I work second shift jobs. So, I would come home from work sometime in the early evening, mid-evening, and I'd plop down in front of the computer and start, reading, doing whatever I'd be doing on the computer, and at the same time, I'd be watching a kung fu movie, or some anime, or some kind of, something similar to that. I'm really big into the Asian cinema, Asian arts in general, a lot of the old kung fu movies that came out of China, Asia area, stuff like that, a lot of anime that comes out of Japan and just the whole Asia area. I like that shit a lot, so that's kind of my personal joke. I would sit late at night, research computer problems and such while I watched kung fu movies, so hence, Ninja Night School. It's my joke. But anyway, also, I kind of felt the name was appropriate title for the show, because also, kind of in the computer hacking scene, so to speak, it's kind of known that anybody who would use certain words or phrases in their name kind of identified himself as being a noob, and and ninja would be one of these, like Super Elite Ninja or 1337 or something, they're a really elite dude's not gonna call himself that, so anyway, but and I like that idea because computing and in general, just the world, there's so much around us that nobody can know it all about everything, regardless of what anybody may say or what you like to think. And so we're always a newbie, we're always an idiot about something. So in this aspect, this is where I come from with the idea of Ninja Night School. And what I like to do at Ninja Night School is find a wide variety of different topics, all things that I find interesting and I think that you, the community, would also find interesting. Whether this could be an article about a gadget, history, a concept, a rant, just whatever I may perceive to be interesting and think that you guys may share interest in, I'm going to share it with you, do a show about it, and I'm going to talk about it. So, and also to kind of keep with the ninja-esque theme, I'm going to bring to the table some obscure and weird topics, because they too are very interesting. And there's an old saying that is quite true, that a lot of times, reality is quite stranger than fiction. And the older I grow, the more I come to easily believe this, that reality is definitely stranger than fiction. Alright, so we've kind of covered a good rough concept of what the show is going to be. So how about a little bit of who our host is? Well, done a little background before on myself and some of the past shows, so I'll kind of cover something, some new stuff but still relevant to the show. When after I graduated high school, I wanted to join the Navy, and I was going to be in communications. I wanted to be a linguist, so which would basically entail I would either be a communications officer on a ship, meaning I could be scanning radio frequencies, I could be a dude sitting in a room just listening to recordings of radios, various languages, whatever languages I knew, they'd send me a whole list of tapes, I'd go through and listen to all of them, I could be a translator that just walked around with certain dudes and just, translated for them as their daily life. There's a wide variety depending on how I did on the test or whatever. But chance encounter with the law kind of changed this. And long story short, it was going to affect my clearance, so I had to plead guilty. And it kind of got down into, after it was all said and done with, it pretty much just came down to, is this what I want to be? I was pretty discouraged with the system and what had happened. And I'd been misjudged, and I was really upset. And basically it came down to that the military is not what I want to be a part of. Yes, to this day, there's still a part of me that kind of goes, man, yeah, it would have been cool to be in the Navy and be doing all the language stuff. But at the same time, there's a bigger part of me that's just strongly has no interest to be a minor cog in such a larger machine. It's just not who I am or what I want to be. So, this led to what do I want to be? Who am I? Where do I want to be? As Sean Kennedy says, where am I going? Who's coming with me? Well, these are all questions I had no answer to. So it was time for some soul searching. And soul search I did for many years after high school. And basically, it came down to, I want to create. I want to be that crazy mad scientist with the crazy-ass laboratory in his backyard that's creating all kinds of crazy gizmos and gadgets. And, and as I grew more, my parents bought me a computer after one night arguing. We had an argument. They were all disappointed because I'm not working with computers, and they all thought I should be doing something with computers because I was good with computers when I was in high school. And, I was angry because they were hounding me about this, and I don't have a computer. That's why I'm not working with computers. And so they bought me one. And ever since then, I've been into computers, and especially since I got a high-speed internet. It's just been a crazy snowball effect from there. But I definitely have interest. I want to be a developer. Or as Steve Ballmer would remind us, developers, 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 developers. Yes, I'm interested heavily in developing computing software designed for robotics. I eventually would someday very much like the idea of being able to create somewhat of like the concept of a droid from like Star Wars. Yeah, that would be awesome. Who knows? Definitely want to be making some gadgets. Robotics are definitely a strong interest for me. And so with that, we'll be kind of keeping all these aspects of myself kind of entwined with the show. We'll try to balance them all out. And continue with something new, as always, from Ninja Night School, and to help bring up some just lots of topics shared with the community, and hope everybody enjoys and nothing else has a good time listening. Alright, well, I'm rambling on like a little monkey, so I think it's time for a nice cigarette here. Nicotine. So, here at the Hidden Dojo of Knowledge that is Ninja Night School and the Podcast Incubator, we've had a lot of stuff going on, and I'm rather excited about it. It's been keeping me rather busy, but it's been very exciting. So I'm going to take some time and discuss all these cool things that have been happening here at the Podcast Incubator with all the friends and family and everybody that just makes up this community. Now, first off, the alpha release of Podcast Fertilizer is imminent and upon us. So prepare your download clients to download the alpha release of Podcast Fertilizer. Droops is setting up some mirrors and some hosts to host the large ISO image for us. And we're working that out. So Nightlord and Droops have spent a lot of their personal time working on getting Podcast Fertilizer set up and working. And what is this Podcast Fertilizer, you ask? Well, it definitely doesn't stink, and it doesn't have anything with to do with cramming stuff into your iPod. At least not physically. What it is it's a bootable distro of Linux based on Slackware. And what it's going to be is you're going to be able to take this image, burn it to a CD, throw it into a computer, turn it on, and you're going to have at your disposal all the software tools you'll need for recording a podcast, encoding it, uploading it to FTP, and becoming the media right there on one CD. So, it's a powerful tool. Be sure to check it out. You can check out the update notes and its progress at podcastincubator.com/slacks. That's S-L-A-X. TWAT is also in full swing since the month of December is upon us. We're getting a fresh, brand new TWAT every day. Our good buddy Petrillo is helping out Droops and making sure that everything comes out nice and fresh every day. Hot and fresh! So be sure to check that out. You guys can check that out at twatech.org. Be sure to update that stream to your favorite podcast client and check that feed out every day. We've also had a new show join the Podcast Incubator. This is Night's Roundtable, which is hosted by Nightlord. It's a roundtable conversation where Nightlord, he gathers various hosts from all around the interweb to join him in a, well, surprise, roundtable conversation. And we all discuss whatever news topic or whatever topic is relevant to the community at this time and how it can affect us. And Nightlord has his co-host discuss this topic and its different aspects of it. So Nightlord has recorded a pilot episode and episode number one right now. I've had the high privilege and honor of being a co-host on both shows. So you guys can download Night's Roundtable from the podcastincubator.com website. Check it out and listen to me as I try to talk with all the other smart people that are actually here in the community. Now, Electro Man has went and done something pretty gosh darn cool. I might say so myself. It's pretty swell. Electro Man has went and set up a forums for shows on podcastincubator.com. So, he set up a forum for Ninja Night School. He set up a forum for Night's Roundtable. He's even went and set up a forum for TWAT. This is great. It's all under one place. It's at www.electrostuff.net. You can click the link at the top, go to the forums, Or even better yet, if you're at the podcastincubator.com website, you can click the form link at the top of the webpage, and it'll take you straight to Electro Man's site and his forums. So if you guys have any comments, whatnot, here's a great place to come and hang out, in addition to the Ben Ram forums and other great forums. If you're a forum junkie, here's one more to add to the list. So come on over, create an account, and join us at Electro Man's forums at electrostuff.net. Also, look forward to some updates to the podcastincubator.com website. I am working on updating the sites. As I have mentioned, I have, at least nothing else, I have created a link to Electro Man's forums, and there will be much more to follow. So be sure to check that out on a daily basis and look for those updates. As I mentioned during the beginning of the show, Ninja Night School also now has a voicemail line. That voicemail phone number is 206-600-4NNS. That's 206-600-4667. You guys can call this number, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it up with a little news. I'll update it every day or two. You can dial this number if you're not near the internet, don't have internet access, but you have access to a phone. You can dial 206-600-4NNS, and you'll be able to hear the latest updates by phone from the Ninja Night School website and podcastincubator.com. So, this is a long-distance number, so if you guys have got a cell phone with free long-distance, be sure to check this out. But you say, oh man, I can't call long-distance. Okay, well you guys need to check out a website called GreatCalling.com. I was listening to Ponyboy's wonderful radio show, which is Bellcore Radio. And he was talking about GreatCalling.com. And what they're doing right now is they're in a trial phase, and they're offering free long-distance calling. All you have to do is sign up with a username and an email. They give you an 800 number to call and a PIN number to enter. And then you dial the number you want to call. And for right now, it's free long-distance for whoever, wherever in the United States. So, I don't know how long it's going to last, but, you know, hey, you can use it to call Ninja Night School Voice Line for free. So, nothing else, check that out. Also, I'd like to remind everybody that the pre-registration for Nauticon 3 has started. There is no registration at the door for Nauticon, so if you plan on attending Nauticon next year, which is April 5th through the 7th of 2006, you guys need to make sure you pre-register. Pre-registration is going on now. They're doing it in different stages. So they're doing it in different lots. The first lot, all pre-registration is like $40. And after they sell 100, the next lot of 100 is $60. And then it goes up every so lot. So the earlier you pre-register for Nauticon, the cheaper you're going to get your tickets. So Nauticon is being held in Cleveland, Ohio. If this is in your area, be sure to check it out. I know that myself, Droops, Nightlord, and quite a few other people are going to be planning on attending this conference. So come on down. We can all get together. Myself and Nightlord both were plan on recording specials of our shows at Nauticon. There's going to be great presentations. Ponyboy from Bellcore Radio is going to be giving a presentation there. It's possible Nightlord might also be giving a presentation. Either way, it's going to be good stuff to be having. So, it's going to be good times. Come meet us there if you can. You can check out that website. It's notacon.org. Alright, and so some other projects here at the hidden dojo of knowledge that is Ninja Night School? Well, we've got a couple things that are still in the works. We're still brainstorming on and rolling around ideas for, but I want to go ahead and share with y'all and get some early preliminary feedback on what you guys think of these possible ideas. Alright, well, first off, I'm toying around with the idea of putting out a DVD of some form. This DVD would be, I'd send it to you in the mail, didn't I? Send it to you for free, and of course. And what this would be is, it would be a DVD of, we'd have all the MP3s of Ninja Night School, Knights Roundtable, Infonomicon, all the shows on Podcast Incubator, all the shows from Infonomicon, shows from TWAT, thinking about contacting the guys from Ben Rev, see about putting their shows on there, episodes of Hack TV, episodes of Infonomicon TV. And I'm also thinking about, since Troops doesn't want to host video on the Podcast Incubator website, which is cool. Video uses a lot of bandwidth. I myself don't really want to have to worry about hosting video because it's a lot of bandwidth. So what I'm thinking about doing is making up some Ninja Night School videos, maybe some instructional stuff, some working on different projects, documenting stuff as I go, and basically I'm looking for other videos that you guys might have done out there in Ninja Radio Land. Do you guys have a cool project that you guys have done? For example, Electro Man has set up his own homemade water cooling system for his computer system. It's totally killer. I wouldn't really know where to go about starting it, but he's done it. So I'm trying to talk to him, putting in a little video of how to do it, or document how he did it. You know, if other people out there, if you guys have a similar project, you know, whether it's small, large, whatever, you can some pictures, some video, send it my way. We can include it on this DVD, send it out to people, and it's something to give away at the cons. I don't know. I'm still toying around with the idea, but if anybody's interested in contributing content for this DVD, you know, just drop me a line at nnsradio@walla.com. Get a hold of me, and we can see if we can make this happen. Also, I'm toying around with the idea of doing maybe some fiction on the website. Some just kind of like radio dramas, just stories. I don't know. Got a little bit of, I guess, creativeness in me, and I don't know. It's something I've kind of toyed around with the idea for a while. You know, it'd kind of be like Tales from the After Now, but not quite. Some of my favorite shows growing up were The Twilight Zone and Outer Limits. And so, kind of what I'm thinking is something, you know, somewhere in between Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, and The After Now. Not full-blown apocalyptic cyberpunk, but somewhere in between, just strange, odd stories. So, because that's one thing, you know, as far as the whole podcasting hacker scene goes, there's not a lot of extracurricular entertainment, so to speak, that's geared just for us nerds, you know. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, it'd be cool to have, you know, kind of maybe nerd-based radio shows. I'm rambling on topic here, but you'll see some more of this. It's something I'm working on, so I just wanted to mention it. If you guys have any comments about it, feel free to share it. Alright, we're going to go ahead and move on to some shouts and wrap this episode of Ninja Night School up. So, as always, shouts to Droobs for hosting the site, the show, all this shit, and doing what you do for the community. We appreciate it. Shouts to Bitbiter. I wouldn't be where I would. I can't poke. I wouldn't be where I'd be without you, so appreciate it and everything you've done for me. Shouts to Gonfin, Lord Drakenblut, Ponyboy, Nightlord, Electro Man, Patrillo, and Killer Smurf. Killer Smurf is going to be sending me some old broken gear, and I'm going to see if I can't fix it and work on it, and whatever I'm going to do with it, we're going to do some project kind of stuff for the show, so if I can fix it or not fix it, whatever, there's going to be pictures, and I'll take you along in the process, and it'll be fun. So, shouts to Killer Smurf for sending me old junk, and that's pretty cool of him, so I really appreciate that. Shouts to everyone in the Pound Infonomicon channel on IRC, the free node. If you guys want to come in, hang out, you're more than welcome. More the merrier. If you have any questions, this is the place to come. There's always somebody in there, you know. More than happy to answer some questions. So come in, hang out with us. And, of course, shouts to the little donut shop in my town. Because, man, I've been getting up early now because I got this other computer job. I'll be hitting the donut shop. Man, I'm telling you, and they make these, like, little butter cookies. Whoa! Shouts to the donut shop. That's all I got to say. And with that, we're going to wrap up this episode. This has probably been one of the most rambling, bumbling, boring episodes of Ninja Night School. So, sorry for the digression. It'll get better, but it's kind of been busy. Don't have all my shit together, but I still wanted to put something out because I like doing this, goddammit. And even though I don't have my shit together, I'm still putting it together. So, my bad. Well, at least I have chicken. Alright, y'all. So, with that, we're going to take this moment to remind you that here at the Hidden Dojo of Knowledge that is Ninja Night School, we have no binary for goodbye, so we just use loop. And we'll see y'all around. We'll be right back.